This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Director General of Military Operations of the Indian Army, Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai, has said that strikes across 9 terror hubs in Pakistan and POJK under Operation Sindoor killed over 100 terrorists. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday evening, the DGMO said they include high-value targets such as Yusuf Azhar, Abdul Malik Rauf and Mudassir Ahmed that were involved in the hijack of IC-814 and the Pulwama blast. He stated that Operation Sindoor was conceptualized with a clear military aim to punish the perpetrators and planners of terror and to destroy their terror infrastructure.
Places such as Muridke, the hub center of the Lashkar-e-Taiba, has over the years bred infamous characters such as Ajmal Kasab and the likes of David Headley. What followed was a careful scrutiny of each of these sinister locations, their layout, configuration, even the type of construction in each structure and the terrain obtained around these.
Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai said that Pakistan Army has reported to have lost nearly 35 to 40 personnel in military, artillery and small arms firing on the line of control between the 7th and the 10th of May. The DGMO said he spoke to his Pak counterpart on Saturday afternoon, who proposed cessation of hostilities. He added that this resulted in cessation of cross-border firing and air intrusions by either side. Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai also said the DGMO of India and Pakistan have decided to speak at 12 noon today to further consolidate ceasefire.
We also decided to further speak on the 12th of May at 1200 hours to discuss the modalities that would enable the longevity of this understanding.
On being asked about how many Pakistani planes were downed, Director General of Air Operations, Air Marshal A.K. Bharti, said their planes were prevented from entering inside the border and a few planes were definitely downed.
Definitely, we have downed a few planes. Numbers, we would not like to hazard a guess out here. I have the numbers and we are getting into the technical details of it to establish it. So I would not like to put a figure at this time. But definitely, there are losses from their side which we have inflicted.
Director General, Naval Operations, Vice Admiral A.N. Pramod said that our forces remained forward deployed in the Northern Arabian Sea in a decisive and deterrent posture with full readiness and capacity to strike select targets at sea and on land, including Karachi, at a time of choosing. He added that the Indian Navy remains deployed at sea in a credible deterrent posture to respond decisively to any inimical action by Pakistan.
The forward deployment of the Indian Navy compelled Pakistani naval and air units to be in a defensive posture, mostly inside harbors or very close to the coast, which we monitored continuously. The Indian Navy maintained seamless maritime domain awareness throughout the duration and was entirely aware of the location and movement of Pakistani units.
We spoke to defense analyst Lieutenant General Rajiv Chopra over the issue.
As we celebrate the success in Op Sindoor, I wish to inform all citizens of India that Op Sindoor continues and only there is a stoppage of fire and there is no military actions being carried out by armed forces on land, air and sea. All other measures to include economic and diplomatic continue to remain in place. Indus Water Treaty continues to be held in abeyance. Today, DGMO level talks of India and Pakistan will be held at 1200 hours. The outcome will decide in how the next few days are going to be. Enemy and the anti-national elements continue to spread misinformation. As alert citizens, we should not become targets of any enemy's nefarious designs. I request the citizens of India to refrain from spreading any rumors and forwarding any unauthenticated social media posts. Only rely on government media reports and the government press briefings. Follow civil defense protocols as announced periodically by the local authorities, especially in the border districts, and report any unusual activity, whether it be in air and ground.
The Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, has claimed responsibility for a major offensive involving 71 coordinated attacks at more than 51 locations across Balochistan. In a statement, the group said Pakistan has not only been a breeding ground for global terrorists, but also a center for the state-sponsored development of deadly terrorist groups like Lashkar-e-Tayyaba, Jaish-e-Mohammed and ISIS. The group said the current wave of violence is part of one of the longest-running liberation movements in the region, reflecting decades of unrest, marginalization, and demands for autonomy. In a significant breakthrough, the National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested Kashmir Singh Galwadi, a key Khalistani operative and one of the key escapees from the high-profile 2016 Nabha jailbreak. The arrest was made in Motihari, Bihar, in a joint operation with the local police. Kashmir Singh, a resident of Ludhiana, Punjab, had been on the run since the jailbreak and was closely linked with foreign-based Babbar Khalsa international terrorist Harvinder Singh Sandhu, alias Rinda. Meanwhile, Indian Army has said that the night remained largely peaceful across Jammu and Kashmir and other areas along the international border. The Army said that no incidents have been reported, marking the first calm night in recent days. In Chhattisgarh, 13 people died in a road accident near the state capital Raipur last night. The dead include 9 women and 4 children. More than 13 people have been injured. About 40 people were travelling in a vehicle after attending a family program when their vehicle hit a truck near Kharoda. The injured are being treated at the Medical College Hospital in Raipur and the Community Health Centre in Kharoda. Buddha Purnima is being celebrated today. It not only marks the day when Gautam Buddha was born, but also the day when he attained Nirvana under the Mahabodhi tree at Bodh Gaya in Bihar. This day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world and is a major festival in countries like India, Nepal, Bhutan, Myanmar, Thailand, Tibet, Korea, Laos, Vietnam, Mongolia, Cambodia, Singapore, Indonesia and Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is today observing Vesak Poya, the most sacred day in the Buddhist calendar, while observing the state Vesak festival in Nuwara Eliya. Our correspondent has the details.
Thousands of devotees have gathered in the hill town of Nuwara Eliya in Sri Lanka to join in the Vesak festival celebrations today. Temples, streets and homes have been adorned with colourful lanterns and pandals depicting scenes from Buddha's life. Sri Lanka's President Anurakumara Dissanayake had inaugurated the week-long festival on Saturday, marking the Buddhist year 2569. The government has declared the period from May 10th to 16th as the state Vesak week. Further, over 8,500 temporary stalls or dansals have been registered across the island, offering free meals and refreshments to the devotees. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Nuwara Eliya.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted fellow citizens and the followers of Lord Buddha all over the world on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings to all the citizens on the auspicious occasion of Buddha Purnima. In a social media post message, he said that Lord Buddha's message, based on principles of truth, equality and harmony, have been a guide for humanity. Mr. Modi added that Lord Buddha's life dedicated to sacrifice and penance will always inspire the world community towards compassion and peace. Moving on to the world of sports, at the Archery World Cup Stage 2, India finished its campaign with 7 medals, including 2 gold, 1 silver and 4 bronze medals in Shanghai, China yesterday. A report from our sports desk.
India's medal tally at the Shanghai Archery World Cup saw a major boost after Parth Sushant Salunke clinched bronze medal in men's individual recurve, while Deepika Kumari also won bronze in women's individual recurve event. In the playoffs, Parth Salunke defeated France Olympic medalist Baptiste Addis 6-4 and Deepika Kumari outclassed Republic of Korea's Kang Chi-yong 7-3. In women's cricket, India clinched the Tri-Nation ODI series beating Sri Lanka by 97 runs in the final match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo yesterday. Vice-captain Smriti Mandhana's majestic 116 made her player of the match, while Sneh Rana got the player of the series award for her sparkling performance with the ball, who scalped 15 wickets in 5 matches. With the Women's ODI World Cup just 5 months away, the series win adds morale to the team, giving several positives. Moving ahead, the Hockey India will announce the Indian women's team for the Europe leg of the FIH Pro League 2024-25 today. The league will bring a test of strength, a battle of spirit and a display of unity. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty rebounded sharply in early trade today after India and Pakistan announced reaching an understanding to stop all firing and military actions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.